It was simply a fancy hotel restaurant with decidedly few people around as I catch a late supper. I'm in town for a one-day conference, dining alone on a neighboring table, but I keep catching your eye as you eat and chatter with your boyfriend. The table angles are such that his back is to me, but I am facing you pretty much straight on. But whenever your glance catches mine, it turns into a gaze that seems to linger ever so slightly as you confidently welcome the inquisition of a stranger. When your boyfriend leaves to visit the restroom, you take a very demure sip of water and then stare directly into me with a mischievous warm smile as you run your hand through your hair and I reciprocate, grinning with a tinkle in my eye. That should be a twinkle in my eye. Huh? Raising your softly sculpted eyebrows ever so slightly, you sigh, crooking an elbow onto the table, resting your chin upon your palm, playful and flirty, and then just waited. I stroke a slow thumbnail across my smiling mouth as I still meet those eyes, as if an imaginary itch had at least been acknowledged, if not yet scratched. You seem to understand the motion, as your eyes close in answer to my question, and you take a deep breath, unveiling a willing conspiratorial nature, moistening your lips with the tip of your tongue, slowly, invitingly. And my mind is made up for me. I stand and take a few steps to you, with a finger to my lips as you open your eyes and see me take those steps. And I paused. Another arch of those eyebrows as you try to interpret just what my intentions are, as I kneel upon the floor, raising the fine white linen tablecloth, and then hide myself under the table, so unconcealed, as I discover that your legs are crossed in a ladylike fashion, and as I reach forward and spread them for you, your little skirt gapes open. I slide my hands under you as I grasp your flimsy panties, and you understand, shifting your hips willingly as I take them from you. But thank the heavens it's a large sprawling table as boyfriend returns and sits back down with enough room for me to avoid detection. Your mind races, your heart begins to pound as shiny eyes cannot believe what's about to happen. I know the danger here. So I begin softly and gently, swirling long wet kisses from your ankle, travelling upwards, ever conscious that too much sensation will betray me and betray you. So as I reach your knee, I pause, my fingertips gently exploring the soft, tender skin at the back of it, feeling you breathe and your leg quiver. You were a head turner, and you quite obviously knew it. Soft, shining skin, exuding a happiness to be sexual, to be a woman, dressed to kill, and delighted to find yourself here with me, in the shadows, letting my eyes grow accustomed to the light. I sit back and let you compose and deal with that sensation, wanting you to want me continue, and yet not wanting to tip you into a public exposure. This is a secret place, shared between only ourselves. I can only imagine your eyes shining, bright red flushes appearing on your neck as boyfriend struggles to understand the change in your controlled reaction, merely seeing you softly relaxing and apparently reacting to his tired conversation. But only you and I know why you are suddenly so soft in your voice and eager in your eyes, nipples tensing. My big manly hand slides slowly to your calf, locking your legged position, as I start to climb your thigh with my mouth. Wet trails as my tongue roves, searching and searching for something. I can feel you tremble as I inch closer to your hot, wet cunt. And I stop to let you deal with it, gently circling with the tip of my tongue as I wait for you to calm before I press harder and climb higher, trying to find a balance between you slowly starting to dissolve and you publicly struggling to keep control. It's such a dangerous line for me to walk, and I revel. You are just this close to unravelment. I can hear your server come and clear away the first course plates, and you take that opportunity to reach down to me and run your fingers through my hair, squeezing tightly, as boyfriend flirts with her, all smiles and big blue eyes. But you pull me a little further to you, as I shift my knees and spread you wider, your poor skirt straining at the seams. Boyfriend cracks a one-liner that makes the waitress smile, and I wonder if he is now believing himself to be a sex god with the transient touch of a deluded man, as he takes a sip of wine, all happy with himself. Well done. But I'm so close. I can smell you. A heady mix of spice and musk. And you. I breathe in deeply and exhale so hard enough for you to feel it washing over you, seeing your hips shift in the gloaming light and sensing your pussy clench just a little. I hear outside in the real world as boyfriend excuses himself once more, muttering something about never eating lunch in that place ever again. So I take my chance, reaching under you with my big gnarled hands, veins standing out, as I push your straining skirt back further, allowing me complete access to you. So tight, so hot, so very wet. I drink in your distinctive perfume as I bury my face into you, fingers squeezing and pressing you to me as my mouth smears itself, sucking and gently biting as my tongue slips deeply inside you, tasting your wetness, drinking it in, licking and flicking wildly up and down, my strength holding you prisoner as I hear soft moans above, hips shifting back and forth, juices pouring from you as the heat builds, that little tuft of hair soaking and raised gently by my teeth as I explored hard, the raw hunger connecting us now as I close my mouth around your mound and suck quickly, deeply, and desperately. A small squeal as you feel me pressure you, my tongue circling around your tight little clitoris, angry and swollen, red and raw, waves of gentle pleasure radiating out as my mouth closes in for the kill, gently locking you to me, letting that little nubbin of perky perfection rest in its little hood, now a rock-hard tiny pebble at my complete mercy. Oh, Christ. I begin to pray that boyfriend isn't on his way back. I can hear you gulping for air as my crazy rhythm slows just a little, as I settle and spread you one final time, my teeth pressing and dangerous, as you moan and moan, gasping and twitching. I suck slowly at first, increasing as the pure electricity builds, and you let loose an aching soft scream that begs me to do it. Your clit, hard and swollen, is utterly at my mercy now, and my tongue presses, flicking hard, back and forth, trying to spend my desires into a rhythm that turns your hips into jelly, bucking crazily as your breathing and desperate reaction feels the spasm in your pelvis approaching as the edge comes and goes. As you tense and clench desperately one final time, throwing your head back as wave after warm wave surges to every corner as you silently scream at each one, tensing, then relaxing as they bounce and quake as I stop flicking but maintain my pressure as I feel you buck and buck and buck and buck, gasping and clenching beneath me. I slowly and gently released my pressure in measure to your response as you clench and come and clench, slowly following your rhythm, now undone, as I had from the start. But I waited for my moment and mischievously flick your hidden red clit sharply one more time, and you spasm and giggle, gulping air as your muscles slowly relax, delicious endorphins coursing and coursing as your heart thumps and thumps, thump, 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 thump. I kiss both inner thighs tenderly and smile in the darkness. I wipe my face with those delicate lace panties, there, in the shadows, and hear you utter those most beautiful of words in between desperate breaths. I want more. I need more. You pushed your chair back a little, just a little, and peer down at me, my soft brown eyes and a playful smile, all glistening and wet, gazing back up at you, licking my lips. Your face draped by that beautifully soft long hair, eyes not believing what I just did to you, and you hook a little wayward strand behind an ear and say softly, "You need to come with me, right now," reaching a soft warm hand stroking my cheek. "Beautiful stranger," you add softly. With an eye glancing across the room, looking for witnesses, but I shouldn't have worried. The place was empty. We pair of conspirators went quickly to the lifts in the shiny main foyer, doors closing as we embraced, kissing greedily. Your lithe frame pressing, aching, and folding willingly into me, every curve wishing to be touched. Your wandering hand reaching down my chest, and then lower and slower, as you felt my cock growling, waking and thickening, harder and harder. "Holy fuck," you whispered, as you realized just what was awakening, long, thicker than your wrist, and eager to be quenched, veins raised and blue. "What about your boyfriend?" I asked gently, as my teeth grazed and scored your shoulder and your neck, lazy wet kisses up and down as you tilted your head a little and replied, "So long as he's not hiding in your wardrobe, I don't give a fuck right." The lift lurches to a halt, and doors slam wide as we hugged and kissed, my tongue and hands pressing and exploring, as I could feel you give yourself utterly to me, gripping me through my pants, circling and squeezing, desperate to feel it hot and raw in your hand, without the inconvenience of clothing. Holy fucking shit.